The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, January 24, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel is fulfilling an intense agenda on his visit to Argentina, where he is participating in the 7th Summit of Heads of State of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, this Tuesday. Since his arrival, Díaz-Canel carried out an extensive program of activities and meetings in which he received an overwhelming deal of support for the island. Cuban President ratified the unbreakable bonds of brotherhood that unite Cuba and Argentina. In his second visit to this country, the Cuban president opened his program in a meeting with some 60 Argentine entrepreneurs and later with 70 intellectuals and prominent figures, among them Minister of Culture Tristan Bauer. Accompanied by Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez and Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment Minister Rodrigo Malmierca, among others, the Cuban head of state also held talks with Cubans living in Argentina, to whom he ratified that Cuba will continue to strengthen ties with its nationals abroad. During the meeting, where Díaz-Canel listened to the experiences and concerns of his compatriots, he was declared an honorary member of the Union of Cuban Residents in Argentina. A significant moment of his first day of activities was the meeting with representatives of the political, social, trade union, and solidarity organizations of Argentina. The Cuban Revolution will never give up, nor will it be intimidated by threats, Díaz-Canel said to those present while thanking the Argentine brothers and sisters who still support the island amid constant aggressions conducted by the United States. Monday, the oral hearing corresponding to the lawsuit filed by a vulture fund against the National Bank of Cuba and the Cuban state opened its sessions. According to Cuba Debate, as part of the planned schedule, the president of the National Bank of Cuba, Jocelyn Rio Alvarez, and the first deputy minister of Finance and Prices, Vladimir Regueiro Ale, will testify as witnesses. Other witnesses proposed National Bank of Cuba and Cuba will be Raúl Olivera, María Teresa Comte, René Lasso, Melissa Perez, and Odalis del Nodal, who will testify from Havana in real-time video conference with the courtroom. By the rules of English law, Cuba's defense is made up of figures from the solicitor and the barrister. The hearing before the long high court will last for 2 weeks, which will include presenting the evidence and the final reports of the parties scheduled for February 1st and 2. The National Bank of Cuba and Cuba confirmed that the suing entity, the Vulture Fund identified as CRF1 Limited, has not been and is not its creditor. The International Pedagogy 2023 Congress will be held in Cuba from January 30 to February 3 to discuss inclusive, equitable, and quality education, according to its coordinators. At a press conference, the Minister of Higher Education, Anaelsa Velasquez, explained that representatives from 51 countries, as well as 37 ministers and 18 personalities from the international educational sphere, will participate in the event. The Cuban delegation includes 500 teachers and researchers from all provinces, she added. Under the slogan "For the Unity of Educators," among issues to be addressed are the consolidation of technical and professional education, preventive work from the educational systems, and the challenges in the initial and continuous training of teachers and university professionals. The Congress, in its 18th edition, will be held in a hybrid mode and will host the first meeting of ministers of the group of 77 plus China, which will address the educational challenges for the countries of the South in the post-pandemic context and the role of science and innovation in teacher training. According to the Minister of Education, the conclave will be dedicated to the memory of Professor José Ramón Fernández. And in the international agenda, we have that. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva reiterated on Monday his condemnation of the blockade imposed by the U.S. government on Cuba after signing several agreements in Argentina. I hope that soon this island can return to a process of normality and that the siege that has lasted more than 60 years without need will end, said Lula da Silva together with his local counterpart Alberto Fernandez on the eve of the celebration of the summit of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC. Because Cubans do not want to create the Brazilian model, they do not want to copy the U.S. model, they want to make their own model, the head of state stressed in response to a question from the press. Therefore, Brazil and CELAC countries should treat Venezuela and Cuba with great affection, stressed the leader of the Workers' Party. Earlier, he had described this as an extraordinary space for people to discuss, learn and teach so that others can enjoy the good things we do and solve conflicts. It is the first forum among the Latin American and Caribbean nations without the United States and Canada, he recalled. Meanwhile, some 30 billion pesos, that is $1.5 billion, embezzled in the government of former Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, remain unaccounted for today, the newspaper Milenio said. The newspaper states that there is no evidence that victims of the 2017 earthquakes and milk and coffee producers have received the promised support. There is also no support to prove that part of the money destined to the works of the new International Airport of Mexico in Texcoco has been destined for the budgeted purposes. These and other irregularities constitute an embezzlement of almost 30 billion pesos during the administration of Enrique Peña Nieto, property damages that continue without denunciation and without punishment, Milenio reiterated. It recalled that out of over 700 files opened by the Superior Audit Office of the Federation for the misuse of public resources in 45 agencies of the last six-year term, criminal or administrative charges should have been filed by now, or the money reimbursement should have been demanded. But damages are still in follow-up without any new actions being taken. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.